mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is Erskine sitting in for Alex Jones, along with my friend Jack Blood. And good morning to all of our listeners on the West Coast. Good afternoon to the listeners throughout the rest of the country. Two websites you want to go to, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, and to order either Martial Law, Rise of the Police State, or get your own t-shirt, make people proud. Stand up and say who you are. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. You need to get a copy of Martial Law, Rise of the Police State. It tells you what's really going on. And Jack, we're talking with Paul Joseph Watson. We're talking about with Bill from Wisconsin about what was going on within the Vatican. And Bill, by the way, Erskine Overnight is heard on WTDY in Madison. I believe it's starting at midnight. WTDY is a huge station there out of Madison, and thank you for carrying us. And you can listen to that every Saturday night into Sunday morning. But what happened at the Vatican, I just watched a video called Illuminati, which is, by the way, the person who does the talking on the video is John Steed or Patrick McNee, who was on the Avengers with Emma Peel. Gee, I love that program. But Cardinal Velo was the person who was the Illuminati hitman inside the Vatican, who apparently took out Pope John Paul I after 33 days when he found out what was going on. So there's a lot of intrigue that was going on concerning the John Paul I, who was apparently a very good man who was trying to root out the Illuminati, which had taken over the KGB and also was moving in on the Vatican. So if you're looking at that, it's certainly very intriguing to see the tentacles of this old organization, the Illuminati. Paul, are they still around? I mean, is this show factual? Is the Illuminati still in back of this? Or, you know, because you hear all this and people say, well, you're a conspiracy nut. There's no Illuminati or anything like that. What do you think, Paul?
Well, yeah, obviously it's still around. And, you know, they're different tentacles of the spider's web. It's the offshoot organizations of the original German Illuminati, like Skull and Bones and the Vatican. We were talking about before the break. There is no doubt that the Vatican was involved in Operation Gladio, which was a CIA-run strategy of tension, they called it, to carry out terrorist bombings in European countries, France, Spain, and Italy primarily, to blame it on the then left-wing opposition so they could bolster the emergence of the right-wing governments in those countries. And the actual documents which are on the National Security Archive website show that there were direct Vatican links to that operation, which killed dozens and dozens of people.
Well, if you don't think this Illuminati is real, and you don't think that these people are worshiping the dark forces, you've got to look at the work that Alex Jones did with Bohemian Grove. That shows you right there what's going on, doesn't it, Paul?
That's right. Another case in point is Freemasonry. Like Catholics, I mean, obviously every Catholic is not evil and doesn't serve the New World Order. It's the upper echelons. You go and talk to anyone who's even known a Mason who got anywhere near the 33rd degree, and they'll tell you that to get to the 33rd degree, you need to denounce Christ and embrace Satan, spit on the cross. It's basically admitted. My next-door neighbor told me the same thing, that his brother was approached to be a 33rd degree Freemason, and he was told that that's what he would have to do. So,
but 90% of the Masons or more are really good people.
Exactly, and that's why when you tell them about all this, they disbelieve you, because then it puts in doubt their life's work, basically, which is a big emotional, mental sacrifice to make, that they've applied their lives to this cause when at the top it's rotten to the core.
Paul Joseph Watson's going to be joining us. Order Out of Chaos is his book. We're going to be taking your phone calls. This is Erskine and Jack Blood. sitting in for Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You've got it right. Alex is the T-Rex of political talk, and more than that, he is exposing what's going on in America. No, in the world today. Another person who's doing that is my friend and co-host today, sitting in for Alex Jones. This is Erskine, and my friend Jack Blood.
Great to be with you.
Be sure to go to PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, get a copy of Martial Law, Rise of the Police State. I'll tell you what's going on. 888-253-3139. You can call up and get it, show it, be part of it, understand what's going on, and make people realize what is happening in America. It's the only hope we've got. You've got to educate and get it out. Alex has said it. You can show it. You can see it. You can tell your friends and your neighbors and wake America up. Get the video, Martial Law, Rise and Power of the Police State. Make copies of it. Make copies and give it to your friends, and also get a T-shirt to wear. Men or women, got both types of T-shirts, so you can wear that, and you can, somebody will come up to you and say, what's that T-shirt mean? You can talk to them about it. Jack's got something he wants to say, and then we'll be talking with Paul Joseph Watson, and the book is Order Out of Chaos. Last year is my favorite book that I read the entire year, and I read a lot of books. Order Out of Chaos is an easy read, documented read. It is what you need to know to understand what's going on today. It isn't happenstance. Oh, I don't know why things are happening the way they are. Read Order Out of Chaos, and you'll see the grand plan. Jack, your turn.
My turn? But you guys are tough. You guys are tough competition. And I know the listeners want to get in here, too. We want to make sure to get them in. I just wanted to make a comment to what Erskine and Paul were talking about in the last segment related to the Illuminati. And I find it's very interesting. You know, Dan Brown, who is the author of The Da Vinci Code, is coming out with a new book based on the Illuminati. Now, it's a work of fiction, which brings this into the public debate and gives the news organizations the ability to discount the Illuminati altogether. Now, Paul, you know how this works very well, these false flags, where you put a book like The Da Vinci Code out, or you put a book like The Illuminati out, now that Dan Brown is doing, and it's guilt by association, because if we mention the Illuminati, we're going to be lumped into one of these Dan Brown readers, and it completely discredits any argument that we could have before we can get started.
Well, that's right. I mean, they did the same thing with the Skulls movie, what, back in 2000, yeah, which fictionalized Skull and Bones. Many would say that the Lone Gunman pilot episode, which one of the actors in, Dean Haglund, said that NASA and intelligence agencies, by towards the end of The X-Files and at the start of The Lone Gunman, were feeding the producers the scripts. And obviously the pilot episode of The Lone Gunman featured a script where a government group takes control of an airliner and wants to fly it into the World Trade Center to create a launch pad for a war.
Didn't you find it a little bit odd, though? Look at all the promotion that the Da Vinci Code got. I mean, I never turned on the TV without them talking about how great this book was. And I don't want to offend. I'm sure there are people out there that have read the book and enjoyed it, and that's a different matter altogether. But isn't it odd that somebody like Dan Brown comes out, gets all of this publicity, sells millions and millions of copies of his books, whereas if Fritz Springmeier writes a book about bloodlines and the Illuminati, he gets locked in jail for bank robbery?
Well, I mean, that's exactly the case. They would build someone up to that level whereby they would attain, you know, all this attention, and then funnel that into fictionalizing what is a real subject going on in the world today, which is the Illuminati and what they're doing in the world. So there's no doubt that that's a successful tactic, and it's been used many times in the past. It's used in television on a day-to-day basis.
The other thing I've seen that they've been doing, not to interrupt you, Paul Joseph Watson, but they have a number of people out there who are talking about the Illuminati and write books about it, and they put a lot of truth, and then they'll do an overlay of that of reptilians, or an overlay on that of aliens, which or something that's absolutely ridiculous. And when they do that overlay, then the truth becomes part and parcel of that. Don't you think that's another disinformation technique?
Well, yeah, and the internet is at the forefront of that, because it's flooded with so much noise that most people can't differentiate between what's a credible news source and what isn't. Obviously, we know the mainstream media lie and spin and only put the truth in the back of the newspaper. So then people turn to alternative media. But then you have a raft of websites and researchers which, either by intent or not, are deliberately putting out misinformation. And what the major front of that at the moment is the peak oil scam, when the scientists have just done the research in Mexico, found that it's actually, the evidence is pointing to the fact that it's a renewable energy source. Oil itself is renewable. And there are all sorts of different facets of this, the reptilian thing, as you mentioned, that discredit the hardcore of the information, which is astounding enough for anyone on first impact to believe in the first place. So if you layer all this other stuff on top, then they get buried under it and they simply switch off. So that is a tactic.
Let's, if it's okay with you, Jack, let's go to a couple of the callers. Let's go to Richard in Florida. Hey, Richard, my friend, thanks for hanging on and holding on. This is the Alex Jones Show. This is Erskine, Jack Blood, and you've got Paul Joseph Watson. So you've got three for one today. It takes three of us to cover for Alex. So you have a question or comment?
Well, I do. You know, the southern border is no longer or has not been secure for quite some time.
Why? Lord knows it's open as a sieve. It's wide open. Drugs, anything you'd name coming across. We got estimated at 20 million illegals.
So why are we not? It's part of the president's duty to secure our borders. He's not doing that. So let's start articles of impeachment.
That seems logical to me. But that's the problem. It's too logical.
Well, no. I mean, all we need is, you know, to start that, file it, and let him solve the problem or get out.
Well, it's not going to happen. Not with total Republican Congress, and then you have the Democrats. Everybody's afraid of everything, And so I regard one of the main duties is to protect the United States of America. And if you're having the borders as open as you are not protecting the United States of America.
That's exactly my point. He's acting contrary to the Constitution, contrary to our, as citizens of the United States, contrary to that. He's acting treasonously by not securing the border. So remove him from office.
Well, taking away our constitutional rights, our First, Fourth, and Fifth Amendment rights among many, I guess would also be treason. But I think a lot of people would make the argument, Paul, maybe you'll comment on this, that, you know, we're having a war now. We have a war president. And in a sense, what we have are war powers. And that really affects the way we read the Constitution, unfortunately. I don't think you'll get enough American people to go along with anything to do with impeachment. I think they're going to lionize George W. Bush, much like they just did with Reagan as he died and the Pope and
now,
any other second-term president.
How can we be in this war mode when we've got an open border down south? It's ridiculous. Here we
I agree. Not only that, but we are sending border guards, people from our from our border patrol, to Iraq to secure their border.
Wow.
Paul, any comments on that?
So meanwhile, we don't have anybody here protecting our border, but we send them to Iraq to protect their border. And where in the Constitution does it say we have to bring democracy to Iraq? I must have missed that.
You have to defy.
Paul, comment on that, please, my friend.
Well, I mean, on Iraq, we featured two photos last week. People will remember the Baghdad Square with the Saddam statue at the end of the so-called war, where there was a supposed mass rally of Iraqis helping bring down the statue. In fact, if you look at the wider shot of the photo, it was a group of about 50 Iraqis. And then in the protest last week, you look again at the same square and there are 100,000 Iraqis protesting for the occupational government to be kicked out. The borders aren't secure because if you have secure borders, you can't introduce the FTAA. You can't harmonize all the South American, North American countries into one power block of the global government. And Bush and Condoleezza Rice have come out publicly denounced the Minutemen in front of world leaders for their efforts to secure the border. Basically, you can't beat them by playing by their rules. If there were impeachment proceedings, they just wouldn't get off the ground. What you can
charge them with treason bring it in the county, let it start with the county, and then go to the state, and then carry on. I mean, it's got to
start. Be brought at the federal level, though. I don't think you can do
it. It can start anywhere. Come on now. Come on now. It can start in the county, and then go to the state, and then go to the federal. You get someone that says, hey, you know what? I think Bush has acted treasonously. I'm willing to sign a complaint to that effect, take it to the county attorney, get a jury, and that's it.
Well, that's a roundabout way. In a sense, that's what the Minutemen are doing via this grassroots activism.
Yeah.
They're shining the light on Bush, which is showing his hypocrisy, and he's losing a lot of his
Richard, thanks a lot for the call. Let's go.
Bush is going to have to turn into a conservative real quick now, thanks to these Minutemen on this border issue. But, of course, the solution will, as Paul says, be to merge the borders in the free trade area of the Americas.
That's what they're ultimately looking for. Our number here, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We pay for the call anywhere in North America. Let's go to Craig in Washington State. Hey, Craig, how's it going?
Oh, it's going pretty good. First, I want to compliment all you people involved there at GCN and those listening. And I got a suggestion is to tape this, burn a wave, CD, let your friends listen in. I have some real important news. The computers went down a couple times this morning while I was listening, but I haven't heard anybody been talking about it. What we have is a new group forming. David Ray Griffin, Catherine Austin Fitt, have formed a group called MUJCA-net. They can be seen at MUJCA.com. Now, what's happening later today is David Ray Griffin, author of the 9/11 Truth Blockbusters, The New Pearl Harbor, and the 9/11 Commission Report, Omissions and Distortions, will be making a rare public appearance at the University of Wisconsin-Madison in Bascom Hall today at 7:30. His brand new talk entitled 9/11 and the American Empire, How Should Religious People Respond?
What day is he going to be talking up in Madison?
Please hold me over. I'd like to finish.
Yeah, and that's going to air on C-SPAN in a week or two as well.
We'll be holding you over, and to order Martial Law, Rise of the Police State from Alex Jones, 888-253-3139. Be back with Jack Blood and Paul Joseph Watson right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
He is the T-Rex. This is Erskine sitting in with Jack Blood for Mr. Alex Jones, along with Paul Joseph Watson. And what they're doing is they want to harmonize trade between all of the nations, which means that you're losing sovereignty. And one of the other things that they're bringing in, and it's all for corporations, they're bringing in the Frankenfoods, otherwise known as genetically modified foods. And so this weekend on Erskine Overnight, which is 9 o'clock, Sean, for you on the West Coast, 9 p.m. on the East Coast, it's midnight, Saturday night, we're going to have a gentleman talking about seeds of deception, the genetically modified foods. That's Jeffrey Smith. Now, Sean, go ahead with what you were saying, or rather Craig, I'm sorry.
Yes, thank you. I just think this is an extremely significant event. It's the uniting the Christians, Arabs, and the Jews all together to come up with the truth. What I'm encouraging people to do is to go to booktv.org and contact them and first thank them for their courage. Maybe ask them if they could to show the speech in its entirety. See, I have two different descriptions of what's going to be shown on Book TV and what I was alerted to. The one on Book TV says it's the new Pearl Harbor disturbing questions in the Bush administration in 9/11. But what I get from my other source is that it's about how Christians should face the truth of 9/11. It's 9/11 in the American Empire. How should religious people respond? And this is significant, too. So hopefully that's where Alex went.
Well, David Ray Griffin will get his points in, and I'm very, I really believe that he'll do a great job on that. The speech you mentioned tomorrow, Craig, will be aired, to my knowledge, on C-SPAN in like 2 weeks, and of course we'll record that and offer it at our website, jackblood.com.
A speech tonight at April 18th at 7:30 in Wisconsin, and that's the one I'm talking about, 9/11 and the American Empire, how should religious people respond, and what they say on C-SPAN is different. It's more about the book. So hopefully they will get that speech. What I'm saying is people should write into Book TV and ask them to include the speech in its entirety, because he's probably going to say things that they don't want to get out.
Sounds good to me, Craig.
We'll do that, Craig. If you really want to know,
one more thing. Just please visit the site mujca.com.
mujca.com. Certainly will. Thanks, Craig, and thanks for the heads up on that. Your book, Paul Joseph Watson, you really go into details about 9/11. You go into details that I never knew that are just now starting to come out. Details like the fact that Osama bin Laden was in an American hospital in Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, in July, treated by an American physician, seen by an American CIA station chief, just in July before September 9/11. I mean, this is incredible information, and you've got it documented from the major news sources around the world. It isn't something that's coming from some blog. This is from major news sources. It's incredible information. When you come across this type of information, Paul, and you're looking at it, and you're looking at the news, what do? Just shake your head? I mean, you've got to, don't you?
Well, sometimes you have to. I mean, if you're faced with that level of evil on a day-to-day basis and it's just staring you in the face, then there is a danger that you can become conditioned to it and kind of bypass many things which you should focus on, which are important. But as you mentioned about my book, what a lot of people liked about it is that at the end of every page and every chapter, there are about 30 sources which are listed with the exact URL internet address where people can go and check the article. So it's thoroughly documented, which is what a lot of people like about it, because some of the other, what you would call, conspiracy books are not that way.
And you use major sources. You use the New York Times. You use UPI. You use major news services, Reuters. You use all of the major news sources themselves have this information, but they bury it so deep they don't want you to see it.
Well, that's the point. Most people wouldn't come across it, but if you do what I do on a daily basis, which is scan the news wires, scan the newspapers, as I do to, create the websites, then this is how you come across the material. It's the old back of the paper thing. They report it. It's just, Peter Jennings is just not going to talk about it on the evening news.
Yeah, yet the funny thing is, Paul, and you're right, that's the one thing I would say about this book, that it's just fantastic. Every page has its sources on it. But the funny thing is, when I interview Bill Gertz or somebody from the Washington Times or Rowan Scarborough, they'll deny the very articles that you source that they printed.
Well, yeah, it goes down the memory hole.
Yeah.
They do that on many occasions.
You want to get this information? You can get it at prisonplanet.com, Infowars.com. You can also get Martial Law, Rise of the Police State. Or you can call to get the video at 888-253-3139. Our number here is 800-259-9231. We'll be right back with Jack Blood, Erskine, Paul Joseph Watson on the Alex Jones radio program.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
It's the Alex Jones Show, and sitting in for Alex is Erskine, that's me, and Jack Blood, and we've also very fortunate to have our friend Paul Joseph Watson, author of Order Out of Chaos. Now, Jack Blood's website is jackblood.com. Mine is erskineonradio.com. You can write either one of us at our websites, erskineonradio.com or jackblood.com. Also, we'd like to make mention of prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, martial law, rise of the police state. That's the video that you need to get. Make copies. Get it. Show it. Show it to your friends. Look at it yourself. Pass it around. Make it known that this is what's happening in America today. It's not what's coming. It's happening today. We're getting closer and closer and closer to martial law. 888-253-3139. And to call here, our number, 800-259-9231. And let's go immediately to the lines, and we're going to go to Mike in Michigan. Mike, thanks for hanging on. This is Erskine, and you have a question or comment for myself, for Jack, or for Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, pretty much, I just have a comment. You guys were earlier talking about the biometric passports, and I just want
to... Oh, yes.
I just want to throw my two cents in there is, well, of course, before the 9/11, I did a little bit of traveling aboard or abroad, and then I wasn't going to do no more, but I had a son, and he's got a metabolic disorder that's pretty rare, and they don't have any treatment here in the United States. The only place that they have it is a doctor in Spain broke through this barrier back in 92. Make a long story short, my two children do not have passports, or excuse me, social security numbers. So there was an issue with passports there, which we're still dealing with. But what it comes down to is, you know, I believe in the good man upstairs. I don't believe in taking Mark of the Beast, and if this biometric stuff does happen, which, from what I understand, is happening, it's definitely going to be an issue there, because if I can't get my son over there to get his medication, if you use that word, he basically will just sit there and rot and die on the floor, in my opinion. So it's just...
Well, you know, it's an issue with a lot of people, especially a lot of Christians. They make all sorts of provisions for anybody else of any other religion. But if you happen to be a Christian, you know, you either accept it or you're out of luck. If we... Christians are certainly a discriminated people in America today, I would say.
Oh, I totally agree. And what sucks is... I've tried to get the media involved in here to let people know that, you know, there was a doctor here that tried to do this disorder and basically killed a few of his patients. He's got an ego problem, in my opinion. That's why we have to go to Spain. And we've had our medicine taken, you know, here at Customs. That was a long story. We did get it. But, you know, it's just my whole point is people look at these passports as going on vacation. With our situation, it's not a vacation, it's a matter of life and death and functioning of my son. And
you know, 25% of the drugs brought into the America from Canada are confiscated.
Yeah, and
what bothers me, though, Erskine, is, you know, look, a lot of us can say we won't go along with this and we'll suffer the consequences or the inconveniences or we'll live without or we'll make the sacrifices. This caller here has no other choice. He seems to have to go along with this system in order to take care and care for his son. Paul, I have to tell you, if Marcus Wolf was here, former head of the German Stasi working with our government, he'd be quite proud of the biometric internal passports and us snitching on our neighbors.
He is working with our government.
Well,
he is working. He's part of Homeland Security. I talked to a friend of mine from Germany, and I said, Marcus Wolf is part of Homeland Security. And he said, the man is a war criminal. I said, absolutely, absolutely. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, that's the thing. The essential day-to-day things which people need to do, and things like this caller, you know, to save the life of his own son, those are the things that they will crack down on, because that's the only way they'll get a lot of people to go under the system. It's a shame, but unfortunately not a surprise, that many people will willingly accept the surveillance state, because they've been conditioned for years that the convenience elements, things like the cell phone, the supermarket loyalty card, the GPS satellite navigation system, the OnStar system, override the mammoth applications that both government and monopoly corporations have planned for this and are already implementing. So,
now, wait a minute, Paul. If we have to take, like, this biometric to keep us safe from these terrorists, isn't it worth doing to give up a little bit to keep us safe from these terrorists? Won't this help us?
Well, in that framed paradigm, yes, a lot of people believe it will, but they'll also go along with it more so due to the convenience factors of this biometric technology, whereby they don't have to carry cash around, whereby that creates the cashless society.
Yeah, they do the same thing with the socialist program and welfare, where it looks like a freebie, it's the dole, and go ahead and get your hand out of your paycheck, and then pretty soon, of course, you've got to take subdermal microchips, you've got to give them your social security number, you've got to register your children the day they're born. So they suck you into the system, get you on the teat of the government, excuse the expression, and then they start locking in on you. Erskine, we got a lot of calls here, man. We got to get rolling.
Let's go. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to John in Ohio. John?
Yes, hello. I really appreciate what you're doing in exposing the CIA military-industrial complicity in 9/11 attacks and the police state measures that are all based on this phony pretended pretext of fighting terrorism. But I do have some serious disagreements. I consider myself on the unaffiliated left. I would, agree with a workers' org and WSWS.org as a composite of my beliefs. They are leftist websites, and I see a real Achilles heel of some modest conservatives like you. And I think, as Paul mentioned, the Operation Gladio that was set up by the CIA and was colluded with by the Pope to frame up leftists in Europe to justify reactionary policies and overthrow of Andreotti in Italy. The Operation Northwoods framed up Cuba, and this is seldom mentioned. You know, this wasn't some anonymous enemies of the globalists. This was the specific enemy of the globalists, Cuba, because it was taking a line that was opposed to these fascists. The anti
now we're after Chavez in Venezuela,
right? I do believe the anti-communism of these neocons that are now in the present Bush administration is going to be reactivated. They were in the Reagan-Bush administration using the anti-communist pretext to kill hundreds of thousands of people through their despot regimes in Central America. I think we have to realize that if we're going to trade a war that is horrible and murderous, over 125,000 people killed just since the invasion in Iraq, trade that for a war based on anti-communism against North Korea or China, which is going to be genocidal, which will kill millions of people, I don't think we're getting anywhere. So I don't counterpose the idea that we're being lied to about Iran, Syria, and Iraq, and then say that why aren't we buying into the neocons phase two part of their project for a new American century, in which they state their ultimate target is China as an obstacle towards their mad dreams for total world domination.
Let's get Paul to comment on that. Paul, earlier we were talking about Iran and the possible pretext to get us into Iran, and we were talking about will the American people go along with this. I was immediately thinking, will the anti-war people or the ABB be able, as anybody but Bush, be able to stave this off, because they haven't been able to stave anything else off?
Well, no, they won't, because they're completely neutralized. I mean, the MoveOn.org left-wing group is now calling for U.S. forces to stay in Iraq. John Kerry and people like that were on a lot of these so-called left-wing establishments. Pushing for the Iraq war before it happened.
Well, I don't look at it as being left or right. I think we're all American. But any other real quick comment, because I need to move on, John?
Yes, I just have to say that whether it's based on an anti-terrorist pretext, these neocons, or are going to revive their anti-communist pretext, I hope some honest conservatives will not join them at the point where they use that tack and that label to justify these unjustified wars, because they will be even more genocidal if we buy all of their propaganda about
them. I think a lot of honest conservatives distance ourselves as far as we can from that. And even though we're on opposite sides of the spectrum, we're both Americans and we both are seeing what's going on. Neither one of us are fascists. Johnson, let's go to Rand in Texas. Thank you for the call. Rand in Texas, welcome to the Alex Jones radio program.
Very much. I really appreciate all of you guys and what you're doing out here. I listen to you as much as I can. I'm beginning to wonder if our president has ever had an original thought in his life. You know, I can't even look at him on television. I mean, he comes off like some spoiled, arrogant punk, you know, with shifty reptilian eye movements. And, you know, I'm not a reader. Well, you know, I think he couldn't think his way out of a paper bag. It's unbelievable he's president of the United States.
But don't look at his eyes. Don't look at his eyes.
I don't.
Isn't that right, Jack?
Yeah,
you can't look at his eyes.
He's hard to listen to. You know, fool me once, fool me. You know, surrounds himself with all of his daddy's CIA hacks, from Kissinger to Poindexter. You know, I'm surprised Ollie North isn't Secretary of State. You know, it's like Keystone Cops with a license to kill, you know. And the way they suddenly and arrogantly blame lower CIA guys now for the dismal intelligence failures. I mean, they're unbelievable. Can you imagine what a chump Colin Powell must feel like right now? They set him up in front of the UN with a little vial of white powder. Can you imagine, pull this vial of white powder, and he's like, oh my God, don't drop that thing in here.
Paul Joseph Watson, didn't Colin Powell make a statement in Europe that we were being taken over by a cult and a bunch of crazies over here?
Yeah, and he was vehement in his distaste for the fact that they did set him up to go in front of the UN. But the point that the call is making is that Bush struts around like the sheriff because, in a sense, he's living in the Truman Show. We've been told that he doesn't read newspapers. You know, he attends these town hall events where the questions are scripted. All the White House press conferences are scripted. When he goes abroad, there are quarantine zones, and also in America where protesters are kept away. So if you're President Bush, then you really think that, you know, 99% of the country in the world is behind you because he's so protected from any of the reality.
But when he's on his own, Paul, when he's on his own, he's quite dangerous because he said debt numbers, you know, that were previously quoted in billions are now quoted in trillions. And president said, oh, it's just a function of adding more zeros. This guy, when he's on his own, shows through, and you've really got to say, my goodness, I just can't understand this man. He is the only person I've seen who makes Dan Quayle look like an absolute Mensa member.
I thought it was pretty startling when I interviewed Chris Matthews at Brown University, and he came right out and said, I'm an eyewitness that Dick Cheney is running that White House. And there's a big establishment type. Of course, I'm not going to say that on his TV show, but that's what he says when he goes out and does some public speaking.
They throw billions of dollars around like they're nickels, and the bewildered herd of America just, you know, line up in front of their televisions with their thumbs in their mouths, just peripherally listening to what's going on. I think they're either dumb, we've been dumbed down, or we're in denial, or we're evil, one of the three, because I just cannot believe that the American people are footing this genocide with their taxpayers' money. You know, it's just disgusting.
It's for your safety.
Let me ask Paul, what has happened, Paul Joseph Watson? Are we dumbed down? Are we evil? Thank you for the call very much, Rand. Have we been dumbed down? Are we evil? What's happened? How have they done this with the American public? Now, I know other people say that from a media standpoint, with very few exceptions, GCN being one, Alex Jones' program certainly being one exception, we are in a cocoon of no news. How are they doing this so effectively, Paul?
Primarily because the entertainment genres, the distractions, have now got so sophisticated and people are presented with so many supposed choices that the distraction from what's really going on in the country is so incessant that it hoodwinks a lot of people into never looking at the reality of what's going on in their own country, what's going on around them.
Most people are so put off between that phony fight, that WWF between left and right, which we witnessed firsthand up in Boston, that they don't want any part of it, that they don't want to trust any pundits out there or any reporters. And, of course, there's the situation where people are trying to support their lifestyle with their 2.3 cars and 2.3 kids, the nuclear family, working three or four jobs to make that happen. They don't have a lot of time to do the homework and do the assessing of the situation. That's why we're here, of course. Let's go to Sheldon in Arizona. How about it? Sheldon in Arizona, you're on the air. Erskine, Paul Joseph Watson.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to ask Erskine, when is he going to bring Anthony J. Hilder back on as a guest?
You know, I don't know. Probably we'll have Anthony on fairly soon.
I have Anthony on
a while.
I have him on next week on Deadline Live, so that's one way to hear him.
Okay, guys. That's all I want to know. Thanks.
Thanks.
You got it. Thanks for listening to my program on KFNN there in Phoenix. We're happy to have been on there for the last 6 or 7 years. Let's go to Brad in Illinois. Brad, you're on the Alex Jones radio program with Jack Blood and Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, I think we are being dumbed down because when you get people that listen to shows like yours for a long time that call up and still are confused about the fact that they say George Bush is their president. And when they talk about taxpayers' money, when there is no money to be found anywhere, they're not getting the message that's being put out by these shows itself. That's not the reason why I called. I did call to ask you guys a question since I got the three big guns right all along. If George W. Bush's regime controlled the attack in 9/11 and was all about weapons of mass destruction, and they control the news media like we know, and they control the military, they control all of this, why wasn't weapons of mass destruction found in Iraq?
They started out, they said, of course there are weapons of mass destruction, we've got the receipt for them. But why weren't they found, Paul? I think part of the reason is a lot of them have expired, and I think he got rid of a lot of them. And Paul's the expert on this. Paul?
Well, yeah, it's because they wanted to keep the troops in the country for that extra amount of time so as to then create the quagmire to keep them in for even longer. And if they had found the weapons, then everybody would have rightly said, well, who sold them to Saddam in the first place?
Maybe the question is, though, why did Bush and the Bush administration paint themselves into this impossible corner when they knew that the conclusion would be no WMDs? Is that, again, good cop, bad cop, to make Americans look bad, a preemptive strike with no valuable information?
That's right, then. So the UN can come in and be the savior, which still could happen later on down the line. Then give the US an out option to go into Iran with the required amount of troops. So that's still on the storyboard. It's still a possibility.
Yeah, I think Brad, and there were a few options from the last caller, Sheldon in Arizona, I'm going to vote for denial. I just think people are in flat denial of what's going on around them, again, thanks to the distractions.
Well, they certainly are. And incidentally, last comment, I thought the Holy Blood, Holy Grail was a much better book than the Da Vinci Code.
Well, I like Bloodlines of the Illuminati myself. I mean, look, we're going to be pretty ignorant here if we don't understand that these elites have coveted their DNA, their bloodlines, all these years. Now, to supplant that the hypothetical situation that Dan Brown brings up, that it's all the line of Jesus, of course, really takes us into the realm of almost impossibility. But again, I mean, we look at these guys are all cousins. Nixon's cousins with Bush. Bush's cousins with Kerry. I think you guys would all agree with that. Take a quick break. We'll come right back. Big finish on the Alex Jones Show. Erskine and Paul Joseph Watson. Stay tuned.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
It's Erskine with Jack Flood and Paul Joseph Watson sitting in for Alex Jones. to get the real information. Listen to the GCN programs. Listen to Jack Blood coming on right after Alex Jones. After the fake news, you can hear the real news. And you can go to PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. Get yourself a copy of Martial Law, Rise of the Police State. Martial Law, Rise of the Police State by going to PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. Or call 888-253-3139. 253-3139. That way you can get a copy of Martial Law, Rise of the Police State. And go to PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. He also has available T-shirts for men and women so you can stand up and at least start a little controversy. Stand for something. Wear the T-shirt. Get yourself a men's or women's T-shirt. Wear it, and it's a media conversation starter, and you can inform more people. They may be dumbed down, but we aren't believing it because the listenership on GCN is going up right through the roof. Jack, you've got your program coming up in just a little bit, and we've also got Paul Joseph Watson with us, who wrote Order Out of Chaos, the book on what's happening today, in my opinion. It was the best book I read last year, and I read a lot of good books. I've read a lot of good conspiracy books, but this book is incredible.
Yeah, Paul, I'm waiting for part two to that. When's your next book come out?
Well, I think the plan is to start working on one a little later this year, so it'll probably be early next year sometime.
It's just amazing how fast this news cycle moves and events around us move that, you know, you can put a great book like this together, but literally a year later you can write another book with all the new information.
Well, exactly.
Let me ask Paul a real quick question. How is Mr. Blair doing in England? Is he going to win, lose, or what's happening?
Well, we've got a choice between a party which is pro-war, pro-national ID card, pro-police state, and a party which is pro-war, pro-national ID card, and pro-police state. The opposition, Michael Howard, descends directly from Transylvania, so that gives you an idea of the kind of choice we have. And yes, Blair will win again, he will get a third term, and they will then introduce the national ID card as the first piece of legislation in Britain.
Paul, can you...
What about the anti-EU movement that's taking place in Britain with people like Trevor Colman? How is that doing? Is it gaining ground?
It's gaining a lot of ground. I think they had about a 14% share of the last local election, which is a lot in a, you know, two-party state. So it's gaining a lot of credibility. People still try to attack it for racism, xenophobia, the old tired, worn arguments, but it's gaining ground. It's gaining credibility.
I just wanted to reference Mugabe from Zimbabwe talking about how Blair is a brand of toilets there in Africa.
Well, I mean, the word Al-Qaeda means toilet in Arabic, so it seems...
So we have a running theme. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, you know, this has been really fun, you guys. I have to say, I'm really honored to be on the same program with Alex, well, Alex Jones' program with Erskine and Paul Joseph Watson. The time's really flowing by.
Absolutely. I have enjoyed it immensely. It's always good to be on with Paul Joseph Watson, and this first time we've done a program together, Jack. It is an absolute pleasure. And coming up on your program tonight, you're going to talk about this afternoon, you're going to be talking about what's going on with the toll roads. They just keep coming at us, don't they?
That's right. We're going to be talking extensively about Oklahoma City. We're going to be promoting this big event in Austin to fight these toll roads. We've got everybody coming together, not nitpicking on social issues, but fighting against the New World Order. And that's what we all need to do. Get out there, folks. Fight against the New World Order. Go to Infowars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. JackBlood.com. We'll see you in a few minutes after the fake news. Gentlemen, it's been an honor. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
This weekend on Erskine Overnight, Seeds of Deception, midnight Eastern, 9 o'clock Pacific. Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Paul Joseph Watson. And Jack will be back with you on most of these GCN stations.